The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Let's speak to Mandy Kelly. She's been on the programme, this programme and others on News Talk many times before. Mandy, good evening to you.
Good evening, Jonathan.
We've spoken before about your two boys who have been in Egypt with their father at a secret location for many years. Zain is 6, Karim is 3, and you've been doing your very best to get them to come back, and you've done incredible work, but unfortunately they're still in Egypt right now, and you're asking Simon Harris to bring their case up with the Egyptian president next week.
Yes, I think that it's very apparent at this stage, Jonathan, that I have utilised every legal and non-legal avenue to date. And when I met with Simon Harris, I appreciate the fact that he could give me 5 minutes of his time in private when he was during his election campaign. And the first thing that I did say to him was that, like any parent, I never wanted this to get to this level. But unfortunately, as mother of Zain and Karim, I can't do anything more at this stage. Like, as in the courts in both Ireland and in Cairo have ruled in my favour that my children should be put in my care.
It's been 1,000 days since you saw them. It's a difficult time of the year. It's not your first Christmas without the boys, but
no, it's not. And like as in every day is a nightmare without my children. Every day, but this time of the year is particularly tough. It is really, really tough, and I think even this year is even tougher with the fact that I always had something to work towards, like as in whether it be mediation attempts, appearances in court in Ireland or in Egypt, and you know, as in all my cards, I have used all my cards. So the frantic Irish mother is now trying her best to do everything that I can to try and ensure that my children are returned to my care.
Have you had any contact, Mandy? Have you got photographs?
Oh, absolutely no contact.
Nothing.
In over 1,000 days. And the authorities, the Egyptian and the Irish authorities, they know this. And I do believe that they realise how serious the case is now. They really do realise, recognise the seriousness. Even only recently they've found out that the Irish authorities have found out that from the Ministry of Justice in Egypt that my children have never even attended one day of school. So as a parent, I'm absolutely frantic and absolutely gonna sick with worry. But the fact that if my children aren't attending school in Egypt, how can they say that my children are being looked after properly?
I mean, this has gone, as you've done incredible things to get to this point, that Interpol are involved.
Thank you.
It is a criminal matter at this point. The courts in Egypt,
yes,
have issued rulings in your favour. The courts in Ireland have issued rulings in your favour. At this point, you are just waiting for a phone call to say that the boys have been found, but you don't,
yeah,
know where they are. Do you
nope,
think anyone knows where they are apart from their father?
I'm sure that there's many out there that know where my children are, and that's that really heartbreaking thing aspect of my case, the incredibly heartbreaking case. Like since July, from, you know, first attending, appearing in the Egyptian courts, I have actually visited Egypt 4 times, and as you can imagine, like, I'm only human, like leaving that runway each time, leaving Egyptian airspace without my children is absolutely and utterly heartbreaking. It's so tough. It's so tough having to come back and try to, you know, get on with my life, like, as best as I could. Obviously, I'm like everybody else in the country. I have a job to keep and I have a roof to keep over my head, but it's just so tough. And like, as in not knowing if my children are okay, it can be incredibly tough to deal with. And obviously, as you said, I'm trying my best. And, you know, I do want to say that the Egyptian government have been quite fair to me in the fact that I have been given custody of I have been awarded custody of my case, because they have examined the case very, very well. So
yeah,
they have They also know that there's a six-figure cash sum on my children. And, you know, as you've said, Interpol is now involved. There is a yellow and a blue notice that have been issued. Unfortunately, they're to no avail. So I've been lobbying now for the red Interpol notice. You know, that's the international arrest warrant for my ex-partner. And obviously, like any parent, I never wanted this to get to this stage. We're talking about two children here. Like I said, I really don't care what anybody says about my choice of partner. This unfortunately happened to me. I was incredibly unfortunate, we'll just put it like that.
Well, look, that at the centre of all is there are two children who haven't seen their mother in over 1,000 days.
They're Irish born citizens, like us. And my children haven't done anything wrong. Absolutely. They're innocent victims of a horrific crime. Whether it doesn't matter if people deem this a crime or not, my children have been robbed from the care of their mother, which is absolutely and utterly unthinkable. So
We'll see if it is raised with President El-Sisi when he is here next week. Simon Harris, I'm sure, is aware of the case. We live in a very connected world, Mandy, and it's highly unlikely. But if you did have the chance to give a message to the two boys, to Zayn and to Kareem, what would it be?
That I've never, ever forgot about them. And over, like, this is going on over 1,000 days. There hasn't been one day that I haven't done something for my children, for my two kids. There's not been one day that I haven't done as simple as thing as send an email. I have never, ever forgot about my two kids, ever. And I will never, ever forget them. And I will never stop fighting for them until my last breath. My children deserve to be with me.
Mandy Kelly, thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.